Here in Orlando, Florida, at the Florida Farm to Fuel Conference, I'm speaking with Secretary of Agriculture Ed Schaefer, who just gave some remarks to the group here, a very large group. Mr. Secretary, what do you think about what Florida's ideals and plans are regarding getting into the whole renewable fuel and helping to reduce our dependence on foreign oil?
Well, I think, Florida is probably one of the states that's best positioned to get involved in renewable fuels and biomass-generated energy. If you look at the broad range of agriculture here, of fruits and vegetables and grains and livestock and citrus, I mean, it really is an opportunity. I was in our citrus laboratory in Winter Haven, Florida from USDA, and was amazed to see the energy issues that they're using, trying to, for instance, make ethanol out of the orange peels that come from the orange juice factories. You know, so, you know, and the broad range here, I think, positions Florida well to whatever comes for feedstocks in the second generation of biomass. Florida is going to be right in the forefront of getting it done.
Now, you're also making a couple of other stops here while you're in the state. Next stop, you're going to Gainesville to the APHIS facility there. What are you going to be doing there?
Well, we're looking at this is a wildlife research center, and we're going to be, you know, learning the research that they're doing there on the impacts of wildlife and agriculture, and certainly in land use, as we see the agriculture changing in this country, and the land uses are different for growing different crops. It also affects wildlife, what products are there for them to eat and forage in, but also as you change land, does it change their habitat, et cetera. So that mix of environment and wildlife is an important one, and we at USDA at this laboratory make sure that we focus on the future and maintaining that balance of wildlife and environment and production agriculture.
Mm-hmm. And then the Port of Jacksonville is your next stop. What are you going to be doing there?
Yeah, I'm excited to be at the port. You know, so much of our country now is focused on trade of exporting agriculture products. We're looking at $109 billion worth of agriculture exports this year. And I'm anxious to get into a plant and see how our inspectors deal with products, both leaving and coming in, how we, care for our products, how they're stored, how they're moved, those kinds of things, so that we can continue to focus on food safety, not only for the people of the United States of America, but for our customers across the seas as well.
Speaking of food safety, that's the reason why our commissioner can't be here this morning. He's speaking at a hearing today about the whole salmonella issue. How do you feel about how that has been handled and the way it's impacted our tomato producers and, it's been months at this point since we've gotten, trying to get an answer out of this?
Well, it's been a difficult issue. And I have to say, it is so difficult to try to track down a bacteria contamination. You know, it's in the home. The packages are gone. They don't remember which store they bought it in. You get to the store and you don't know from which shipment it came. And then you get to the processor and they don't know from which field it came. It's very, very difficult to track these things down. In this case, the first outbreaks were also in New Mexico, and there were language barriers dealing with in low-income areas as to where, this came from and how. And as, it got sorted out, we saw maybe it was tomatoes, maybe it was cilantro, now maybe it's peppers, all of which are in salsas and mixes and things. And, it's very hard, so it's disappointing. But, we at the USDA, and of course that's the FDA responsibility, but, we at the USDA feel strongly that for our efforts, when we see issues of contamination or potential problems, we can track back our production to a specific facility, and now with our national animal ID system, we're going to be able to track back to a specific growing area. So I think importantly, in our systems at USDA, we're pretty confident that we can find these issues, we can contain them, and we can track it back to the source so that we can hopefully make sure it doesn't happen again in the future.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. A pleasure having you here in Florida.
Thank you.